This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in the third book of the Psalter, finishing up Psalm 78 and then getting into Psalm 79 with judgments on Egypt, God's patience tested. He chose David. How long, O Lord? And we give you thanks forever. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise. For it is to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Enlightened us in the true faith.
O God, let us worship Him. O God, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock our salvation. Let us come to His presence.
The Lord has enlightened us in the true faith.
Thank you.
reading from the book of Proverbs, the 23rd chapter. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, observe carefully what is before you, and put a knife to your throat if you are given to appetite. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are deceptive food. Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a man who is stingy. Do not desire his delicacies, for he is like one who is inwardly calculating. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. You will vomit up the morsels that you have eaten and waste your pleasant words. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the good sense of your words. Do not move an ancient landmark or enter the fields of the fatherless, for their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their cause against you. Apply your heart to instruction and your ear to words of knowledge. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From the book of Proverbs, we hear these words. Do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. When your eyes light on it, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. If you drive out the back entrance of the seminary, the first major intersection that you come to after you've turned left out of the back, you'll find a busy place. There are lots of cars going back and forth. There are businesses that have come and gone. And there at the corner is a cemetery that has been there a long time, apparently since the 1800s. Many people have been buried there. And even as many people who are living now are driving by, toiling to acquire wealth, many businesses that have sprouted up, where people have worked hard to acquire wealth, here lie people, their bodies resting in the grave, who may have at one time toiled to acquire wealth, maybe actually driven by that intersection, but now they lie in those graves, and they are no longer toiling to acquire wealth. In fact, whatever they acquired is now gone. It has, as the writer here in Proverbs says, it has sprouted wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. It is gone. All that they acquired, all that set them apart, perhaps from everyone else, for some of them, is now gone. Their home, their cars, their investments, all of the things that they worked so hard for and so diligently for, is now gone. And I hope that as we stop at that sort of intersection and we see that cemetery or see any cemetery, we are reminded that we are mortal. And the things that we acquire in this life are perishable. They will go away. I have seen it on some gravestones where people have etched in their gravestone their farm or their business or perhaps a symbol from their place of work, as if to remind everyone what it was that they worked so hard to acquire. But they are gone, and the possessions that they acquired and that they have even tried to immortalize on their gravestone now belong to someone else. Here in the book of Proverbs, we are told not to toil to acquire wealth. But why not? Even if we can't take it with us, certainly it gives us the things of this world that provide comfort, that provide us with food to eat even now. Why not toil to acquire wealth? Well, the scriptures have a great deal to say about wealth. And they warn us that wealth goes away. They warn us not to set our hope on riches. They warn us that we can make riches our God. And so we'll consider first why we should not set our hope on riches, on that which goes away. And second, what shall we toil for? What shall we set our hope upon? Or rather, whom shall we set our hope upon? So first, why is it that we are not to toil to acquire wealth? Why is it that we are not to set our hope on these things? Well, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Jesus warns us that the things of this world that we may so toil to acquire and work hard to gain can be destroyed by moth and rust, where thieves can come in and take them. They go away. In a very short time, all the things that we have acquired can go up in flames, or the stock market can erase that which we had set our hope upon. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says that those who have wealth and riches should actually be warned. He says, the Apostle Paul, to Timothy, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." The rich are warned that they can set their hopes on riches which pass away. It can be very easy to make these things our gods. And we are really all of the rich who should be warned here. We are all rich when it comes to the standard of living that we enjoy compared to much of the rest of the world. We have a great deal that we have been given in terms of material possessions, and we must be reminded that we can very easily set our hopes on these things, and rather to set our hope in God. Again, the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 warns us again by saying, For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame, with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. The Apostle Paul warns his readers in Philippi by pointing out to them the example of others who have set their minds on the things of this world, who have made their bellies their gods, that is, the comforts of this world, acquiring money and possessions and that which fills their stomach. They have made the things of this world their god and set their minds on earthly things. But he points out to them that their citizenship is in heaven. And he points out to you that your citizenship is in heaven, and you wait and look for something else. That even while the world drives around, drives by advertisements and bulletin boards, and again sees the world throwing at them the enticements of this present age, the enticements of these earthly things, and says, come acquire this and you will be happy. Toil to get this and it will make your life better. To remember that you are citizens of heaven, that you are awaiting something else. You are not awaiting some day that you have enough, that you are happy because you have the things of this world, but you have a citizenship in heaven and you await a Savior who will transform your body so that it will be like our Lord's glorious body. You have something far better than the things of this world. As we sang in the hymn, we await a Savior who comes to take us from this grave where our body may lie. That on that day when all the dead are waking, that we ask that our Lord would stretch out his hand and raise us. This is what we are looking for. And this brings us to our second question. If we are not to toil to acquire wealth which goes away, which does not provide us with eternal life, then what shall we toil to acquire? Well, perhaps asking it this way is asking the wrong question. Because we cannot get eternal life. We cannot earn the citizenship in heaven. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has done everything on our behalf. He is the one who has toiled to acquire for us not a wealth that passes away, but an inheritance that can neither perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for us. And so we are told in Scripture to set our hope on our Lord, to set our hope on the one who has toiled for us. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we hear these words. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Peter tells us to set our hope not in part on our Lord, but fully. Not partially on the things of this world and what they can give us, but to set our hope fully on our Lord Jesus Christ and what he will give to us when he comes again in glory. And Peter goes on a few verses later saying, knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Our Lord has acquired wealth that we could never acquire with the perishable silver and gold of this world. He has acquired by his precious, innocent blood that is more precious than anything on this earth. He has acquired for us an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. And it is for that that we wait. We set our hope fully on that and on the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so while the world may run around toiling for the things of this world, and we know that we need them, and our Lord knows, more important, that we need them, we set our hope fully on our Lord and what he has done. Yes, we ask our Lord to provide for us our daily bread, what we need for this life, trusting that he will do it. And we look to our Lord to give us everything that we need when he returns again in glory. Because he is the one who has toiled to acquire for us the wealth that can neither perish, spoil, or fade, and that does not disappear like the eagles. And so that even when we lie in our graves, we can look forward to the day that our bodies are raised and we have everything that our Lord promises in Jesus Christ. In his name and for his sake, amen. Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, grant us wisdom to recognize the treasures you have stored up for us in heaven, that we may never despair, but always rejoice and be thankful for the riches of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Merciful Father, you desire all people to come to a knowledge of you and be saved. We implore you to forgive the enemies of your gospel and so change their hearts that they may walk with us in sincerity and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.